Good afternoon. I'm Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this fourth Sunday in Lent, also referred to as Mothering Sunday or Refreshment Sunday or Rose Sunday. The readings for today: Joshua chapter 5, verses 9 to 12, Psalm 32, Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5, verses 16 to 21, and the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, verses 1 to 3, and 11b to 32. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear, because His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, His Spirit is with us. We are immersed in peace, His Spirit is with us. We rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us. We travel in faith, for His Spirit is with us. Almighty God, King of all creation, sovereign over all things, you hold the universe in the palm of your hand. Enable us to keep our hearts fixed on you and our minds on your truth. For we have come to worship you as Lord of all. Amen. Lord, from before we were born, you surrounded us with your love. From before we could understand, you have been our God. And even before we were ready to respond, your grace has been sufficient for our need. We come on this Mothering Sunday to celebrate not only the love of parents, but the privilege of belonging to your church. May our worship today reflect your fatherly goodness, your motherly compassion, and the joy of knowing your Son, our brother. We give you thanks, and we ask you to help us to avoid vague sentimentalities as we worship, and infuse our praise with the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit, in the name and for the sake of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. We have the hymn, God of Mercy and Compassion. We pray the collect for the fourth Sunday in Lent, followed by our parish prayer. Gracious Father, whose blessed Son, Jesus Christ, came down from heaven to be the true bread which gives life to the world, evermore give us this bread, that he may live in us and we in him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Becoming a New Creation. Becoming a New Creation. A careful study of the Bible reveals that no one can have an encounter with God and remain the same. Any individual or nation that has experienced the goodness and love of God cannot remain the same. Some transformation, some renewal will take place. Whether this transformation becomes a permanent feature depends on the individual or the leadership of the nation. In our Old Testament lesson today from the book of Joshua, chapter 5, prior to this reading, Joshua, the successor of Moses, has led the people through the River Jordan on dry land into the land of promise. A new generation of Israelite males, all of whom were born as the people of God wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, were circumcised, renewing the covenant with God. I will be your God, and you will be my people. Having removed the shame and humiliation of 400 years of slavery in Egypt, this new generation of Israelites celebrate the first ever Passover in the land of promise. Exactly 40 years to the day, they celebrated the first Passover, which led to their liberation from slavery in Egypt. In God's goodness and love, the manna which God faithfully supplied as they journeyed through the wilderness suddenly ceased. And the land of promise, which is described in the book of Exodus as a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey, Exodus chapter 3 verse 8, provided all the food the people of God needed. In God's goodness and love, the land of promise was ready to support them, and they harvested crops that they did not plant. God was faithful to them, and their response should have been to acknowledge God's goodness and commit to faithfulness to God. They were indeed a new people, a new nation under God. They now had land that they could call their own. However, this faithfulness to God only lasted for a time. Saul, also called Paul, had his encounter with God in the risen Christ on the road to Damascus. Luke, in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5, describes how Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogue in Damascus, so that if he found any who belonged to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Acts chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. As he was on his way, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" He answered, "Who are you, Lord?" And the reply came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." Acts chapter 5, verses 3 to 7. Saul had an encounter with the risen Christ. He was nurtured by the Christians at Damascus and experienced the forgiving grace of God. His encounter with the risen Christ transformed his life. It changed the direction of his focus. Saul, the persecutor, became an apostle to the Gentiles. Saul's encounter with the risen Christ enabled him to say, without fear of contradiction, in his second letter to the Corinthians, "So, if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new." 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. As we have an encounter with God in Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit, our experience of the goodness, love, and forgiving grace of God will transform our lives. We can become new creatures. We will have a different view of ourselves. We are able to value ourselves as God values us. We can renew our commitment to be sons and daughters of God. This is powerfully illustrated for us in our gospel today from Luke chapter 15 in the parable of the prodigal. The wayward, demanding, uncaring son in desperation returns home to become a servant. His father receives him with love, restores him to his sonship without any words of condemnation or rebuke. We can imagine, in the face of such forgiveness and reconciliation, his whole attitude to his father, his sonship, and his future would have changed. He would now be a new creation. In this season of Lent, we too, like the young son, have an opportunity to examine our situation and our relationship with the Heavenly Father. Having done the self-examination, and we don't have to wait like him until we reach the bottom of the barrel, we can go to our Heavenly Father and say, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son or daughter." That realization and confession will enable us to experience God's goodness, God's faithfulness, God's love, and God's forgiving grace, which is able to transform us into new creatures. That is, individuals with a renewed commitment to being intentional disciples of Christ. We are then able to deny ourselves, take up our cross daily, and follow Jesus, using the gifts of the Spirit for the building up of the body of Christ by leading others to faith in him and helping them to become his disciples. Not only will we become a new creation when we have confessed our sins and be reconciled with God, but as the hymn writer Reginald Huber reminds us, there is joy in heaven when the soul that went astray turns to Christ, the living way, and by joy of heaven subdued, breathes a prayer of gratitude. Oh, there is joy in heaven. We can become a new creation and bring joy in heaven. What an opportunity. What a privilege. Amen. Let us pray. Let your steadfast love be upon us, O Lord. We will exult and rejoice in you. Eternal God, you are constant with your people. Like a mother, you draw all children to your heart. Guide us in the ways of truth, that we may rejoice in your bountiful goodness. Let your steadfast love be upon us, O Lord. We will exult and rejoice in you. Holy God, your presence is always before us. We give thanks for all who have nurtured us and helped us to grow in faith and trust. Bless all midwives of the gospel. Increase your church in hope and courage to proclaim your love. Let your steadfast love be upon us, O Lord. We will exult and rejoice in you. God, our Father and Mother, you allow us to share in your creative purpose. Sustain and keep all parents and children, that through the love that is shared, our lives may be blessed. Be with all for whom this day brings pain and regret to the fore. Transform us through your brooding grace. Let your steadfast love be upon us, O Lord. We will exult and rejoice in you. God, our succor and protector, in times of plenty and need, you girdle our life in your hands. We entrust to your care all in any kind of need. Encircle them with your love and keep them within your tender mercy. Let your steadfast love be upon us, O Lord. We will exult and rejoice in you. From the cross, your Son commended his mother to the care of his beloved disciple. Hear the cry of all who mourn. Comfort and sustain them in their grief. Bring us to rejoice with you in the new Jerusalem, our heavenly home. Let your steadfast love be upon us, O Lord. We will exult and rejoice in you. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn, Songs of Fellowship, 197. I am a new creation.
Just keeps on growing. Here
Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service of God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Look down in mercy, Lord, on your people who come before you, and grant that those whom you have nourished by your word may bring forth fruit worthy of repentance through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace this day and always. Amen. We pray that you will have a very spirit-filled, productive week as you continue your Lenten journey. Remember, we continue to worship God every day. We remind you to wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Wear your mask, make sure it's over your nose and mouth, and watch your distance. Above all, be safe. Sounds of CPWI 842. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together, Lord, bind us together with love. There is only one God. Just by his precious son.